if you look at any branch of medicine, whether it's hospital-based medicine or in general practice, there is just an increasing demand in for our services. The population is getting older. There are more of us about. So therefore, there's a whole range of issues. Now, the problem is there's a shortage of doctors both in hospital and in general practice. We need 2,500 consultants, and at the present minute, the hospital system is being run by mainly a junior doctor service, which is very, very difficult to manage, very difficult to run, and it doesn't give an optimal service. We need 5,000 new hospital beds so that we can process the sick people properly in hospital. So that isn't happening, so therefore that leads to an inefficient and very stressful circumstance for doctors working in the hospital service. In general practice, once again, we need probably another 1,600 GPs to even stand still to deal with the work that we're dealing now. Naturally, there's extra work being transmitted to primary care and to general practice particularly, which means on a weekly basis, our workload is increasing. I do recognise the situation that almost every doctor that I encounter as president of the medical organisation, both in the hospital setting and in general practice, are finding the conditions that they're working on getting more difficult.
And doctor, there's no doubt that the mental health of people in this line of work could be taking a hit, and they're saying there should be improved mental health services for those actually in it. But that would be almost only putting a plaster over the kind of wound in this situation, because it sounds like you're saying it really comes down to staffing and the workload that is being put on those in healthcare. And then this comes on if the people in that system working too hard, well, then that can have negative impacts on those availing of the service, such as the public then. And so it's all interconnected, isn't it?
I agree with exactly that sentiment. Treating... giving support to tired doctors is a very useful thing. It will possibly prevent us from burning out a month or two earlier, but I think ultimately the cure is more hospital beds. 5,000 new hospital beds would be 2,600 consultants, and to give an efficient service in the hospital for both patients and ultimately to have it an environment to work in. And ultimately we are approaching a mini crisis in general practice. I'm retiring at the end of next year. An awful lot of my cohort are retiring also, and we cannot get young GPs to replace us. So unfortunately, this will only get worse in the medium term. There will be a lot of comment from the Department of Health of the amount of young GPs there are in training. But that will take 5 to 6 years for them to come on board. So for the next 4 to 5 years particularly, the inability to get on to a general practice, the inability to get an appointment with your GP will continue, and unfortunately it may even get worse.